Episode 3268, Build Stronger Bridges.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. And you know what? It's a holiday weekend. Does it feel a little bit strange? I mean, our whole life lately has been wrapped around holidays. Well, take a deep breath. It's about relationships. Yes, the one you're sleeping with, build stronger bridges. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, as you know, we are going to be opening up the doors of AIM, so be sure to stay tuned here, stay connected within our newsletter, and you know what? Yeah, you're just going to be in for a real treat. I'm in for a real treat. I can't wait to see what all happens. It's one of those things where, you know, you just go, and you walk by faith. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and that's truly what I walk out. I don't do it well every day, but I do try. And so when we look at our marriage, right, in every marriage, there are times we feel like we've done everything to improve the relationship. Yet we yearn for a deeper connection, a more harmonious love for one another. Build stronger bridges. But as you know, this doesn't come easy. It's a combination of intentional actions that eventually builds the bridge of greater love. But where do you start? Like, is it even possible? Because there are many people who believe that once you've hit a certain point, there's no other option. Keep what you have, which doesn't seem like much, or drop the gauntlet and get a divorce. Where have you been in that mix? One end of the spectrum versus the other. And in truth, that's the reality of a lot of people, right? Maybe it's yours right now. Maybe you have been hanging on by a thread, hoping for something more, but getting nothing. How can you truly transform your marriage and build stronger bridges? Well, it takes one step at a time to build the bridge. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy, one step at a time. It's not about trying to eat the whole elephant. I do not know where that thing came from, but I use it all the time. I mean, seriously, I like elephants, but you know what I'm saying, right? It is a saying, it's a quote, it's a whatever out there in the world, but get back on track here, one step at a time. Many times, though, we want to hurry the process out of desperation, right? We want to make what isn't good go away and keep only the good and multiply it. However, those actions have fallen flat because, remember, you've tried everything. So let's go a little bit deeper in order to build that bridge one step at a time. And it's not going to be easy. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. It's going to take that intentional effort that says, I got to do this even when I don't want to. I got to lean in. I got to get up with the energy, even if I don't want to get up with the energy, and I got to put it into my marriage. Yes, with everything else happening around you, because that's called life. And that's the reality of having an incredible marriage. You got to put the work in. It's not always going to be roses and rainbows. You're going to have some hard times. You're going to have times where you disagree on things. You're going to have times where you're going to have major heated discussions that you think is going to end in the big D. But somehow you're still around and you're like, yeah, I don't know. And then you start, oh man, are we drifting apart? And we think, I don't know where his heart is. I don't know where my heart is. What can we really do? Well, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So I want to go over three things with you. Number one, see what your spouse sees. Not only do we need to open our hearts, but we need to open our eyes. You've got to see what your spouse sees. Otherwise, what you do is simply through your own eyes, which can be misleading because you only see what you see. And it's not that you don't see what's happening, but it's all one-sided. Remember, marriage is a two-way street. So be willing to go two ways, not just driving on the one way that seems to be easier for you. I mean, come on, it is nice just to be able to go on a one-way street and you've got it and you can do any of the turns. You don't have to worry about it because everybody's going the same direction. But on a two-way street, ooh, you got to watch out for oncoming traffic. Got to watch out for those pedestrians. You got to watch out for people turning in front of you, all right? Marriage is a two-way street. It takes work. And one of the main ways you can do that is through communication. Communication is the foundation of any successful marriage. Period, end of story. We could stop there. But unfortunately, we got to expand on a little bit, right? Because for some reason, we just don't know how to talk. I wonder why. We're so connected in such a disconnected world. We have all this technology, but we don't know who we're sleeping with. Yet, communication is often the first thing to deteriorate when couples face challenges. It's the first thing that goes. So to build stronger bridges, it's crucial to embrace effective communication, and that being seeing what your spouse sees. What is your spouse's body language when you greet them after they return home from work? Maybe when they return home from a conference or a night out with their friends. What do your spouse's eyes say when you bring up various topics for discussion? Do you get the eye rolls? Do you get a person who leans in more? What is it? When you talk, do you all speak only through text, or maybe you're on your digital device to keep you occupied because you're like, oh, here we go again. And maybe you're saying that in response to your spouse, under your breath, of course. My friend, you've got to create a safe space for open dialogue, free from judgment or criticism, which means you have to open yourself up to what your spouse sees. Remember that effective communication is a two-way street. It's not about being all one way. Man, wouldn't that be easy? It'd sure be nice. Can I just have a Christiane road? Oh, I think it would be glorious. No, it wouldn't be. It'd be boring. It would just be boring. I mean, really think about that. You don't want just name your name street. No, it's not going to work out. Initially, it'd be fun. But it lasts for maybe a couple months. Then you get bored with it. See what your spouse sees. Number two, spend time together. You know it. We've got the hustle and bustle of life. Just coming off the holidays. You've got the busyness, but do you have the heart? Let that sink in for a moment. Sometimes we are so focused on the honey to-do list that we forget what really matters. Yes, you have to pay attention to all the responsibilities like kids and bills and supper and laundry, but you can't forget the partner you said you wanted to do it all with. Listen to what you're hearing right now in your heart. You hear my words, but I want you to let it sink into your heart. Don't let time slip through the cracks. Schedule those regular date nights or carve out dedicated moments each day for undivided attention. Go to bed to spend time together, whatever you want to do, but these are precious moments and time you'll never get back. Put away the distractions and focus solely on your spouse. Engage in activities to reconnect and truly nurture your shared interest. My friend, quality time allows you to experience joy and laughter, right? You get to see life through the eyes of each other. You get to have that intimacy that just keeps drawing you closer and closer, reigniting the flame of love and strengthening your bond. That builds a bridge, a stronger bridge. But you got to spend time together. I mean, come on. If you were out in the desert and someone said, go build a pyramid, how long do you think that pyramid would take?
A really long time.
Right? You got to have a team. If you want to build an incredible marriage, you got to play on the same team. And if you want to have an incredible family, it starts with you and the one you said I do to. Spend time together. And finally, number three, show gratitude and appreciation. There is nothing, let me say that again, there is nothing more powerful than stepping out of your ego and letting someone else know that you appreciate them and that what they do really does matter. Gratitude is a powerful tool in building stronger bridges in your marriage. Expressing appreciation for your spouse and acknowledging their efforts can have a profound impact on your relationship. And maybe you do it periodically, but what if you did it every day from a genuine position of love? Think about that. Make it a habit to show genuine gratitude for the little things they do, whether it's a thoughtful gesture or simply being there for you. Till the soil in your home by planting appreciation seeds. Now, I know it's wintertime, and I know it's kind of cold, and you're thinking, Christiane, I don't want to go outside. Well, gratefully, you don't have to do this. You can till the soil in your kitchen, in your laundry room, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your family room, and plant those appreciation seeds. Oh, wait, don't forget the car too. Because most of the time, we let each other have it in the car. I don't know what it is about the car and the shower. I don't know. It just, it really is. Or the kitchen. Those are usually like the three main places. Because by the time you get to bed, you just kind of turn from either side or you go sleep in another room. So you're not even talking at that point, right? Marriage is not just about finding the right person, but becoming the right person. Make it a habit. Show genuine gratitude for the little things, right? A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening the bridge that connects you both. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be a couple? Like, seriously. Or are you one who says, no, Christine, really, I would just rather be by myself. There are some people who are that way. There's no judgment here. That's something that you have to really seriously consider, because marriage is a two-way street. It's about two people. It's not about just you. It's not just about your spouse. It's about two people. And if you're like, I'm not in it to win it for both of us, I'm just in it to win it for myself, then I would really, really highly recommend you get a good coach, a good therapist, a good counselor. You personally have some things to work on. Seriously. And I mean this genuinely. Because I don't want you fighting an endless battle. A lot of times we set ourselves up for failure because we don't want to face what we don't see. And then when we do see it and we're cornered, we're like, rawr, and we just want to let the bear come out and we just want to attack, but then we're not honest with ourselves either. So in your marriage, do you really want a marriage? And if that's the case, remember, marriage is not about finding the right person, but becoming the right person. Ask yourself this question: is what I'm seeking in my marriage something that I'm giving to my spouse? Are you being kind and considerate? Not just because it's easy, but because you really want to. Are you extending forgiveness first? Look at your reflection. That's a great indication of where your heart is right now. So if you find yourself yearning for a better marriage, know that there is always room for growth and improvement. You can bridge the gap and build a stronger bridge, one that will last a lifetime. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.